Check 15. Read the article as you listen to the recording. Don't let it control your life. Stress is your body's way of responding to any kind of demand. It can be caused by both good and bad experiences. Good stress is known as eustress, and bad stress is known as distress. When we feel stressed by something going on around us, a small region in the base of the brain called the hypothalamus reacts by stimulating the body to produce hormones that include adrenaline and cortisol. These hormones give us more energy and strength, which is a good thing if the stress is caused by a dangerous situation. But this can also be a bad thing if our stress is caused by an emotional situation and there is no way to let that extra energy go out. At the same time, other functions in our body which are not immediately needed, such as digestion, are suppressed. The body's response to stress usually regulates itself. As our hormone levels fall, our heart and blood pressure will return to normal. Many things can cause stress, from physical, when we are in danger, to emotional, when we worry about our family, friends, school, etc. Identifying what may be causing us stress is often the first step in learning how to better deal with it. Here are some of the most common sources of stress. Survival stress, when we are afraid that something or someone may hurt us. Internal stress, when we worry about things we can't control. Even when we know there is nothing we can do, we decide to make ourselves stressed. Believe it or not, some people become addicted to be under stress. Environmental stress. This kind of stress is caused by the things around us, like a crowded place, too much noise, pressure from family, friends, school, or work. Fatigue and overwork. It can be caused by working too much or too hard. If we don't know how to manage our time, we can suffer this type of stress. We all need a certain amount of stress or pressure to live well. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning and motivates us throughout the day. However, stress becomes problematic when there's too much or too little. Not having enough eustress, good stress, means that our body is understimulated. Suffering distress, bad stress, for long periods of time cause physical health problems such as headaches and digestive issues, high blood pressure, anxiety disorders, depression. It increases the risk of having a heart attack or a stroke and even diminish our immune system. Coping with stress. In life, there's always a solution to a problem, says Professor Cary Cooper, an occupational health expert at the University of Lancaster. Not taking control of the situation and doing nothing will only make your problems worse. We can't always prevent stress, but there are a lot of things we can do to manage stress better. Here are some tips. First, we need to identify what's causing stress. Once we know what's bothering us, we can develop a plan for addressing it. It is always useful to breathe deeply to slow down our heart rate and reduce our anxiety. Then, we can relax our muscles by stretching our body a little bit. If possible, we could make a little change by taking a few minutes to do something different. That will give us a new perspective. And finally, we must keep in mind that nothing relieves the tension in our body or our mind like a little humor. So we should try to find something that makes us laugh. If being stressed is becoming something common in our lives, then we should follow some other strategies like eating healthy, doing some exercise regularly, sleeping enough hours, try not to worry about things we can't control, having more positive thoughts, setting realistic goals, Finding a way to manage our time better so we can do the things we like. Finding someone to talk about what is worrying us. Talking to someone else is therapeutic, and one of the most effective stress relievers, too. If we continue to feel overwhelmed, we should consult with a professional who can help us learn how to manage stress effectively.